AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue at the Scottsdale Airport in Arizona.
We had a mid-size business jet upon arrival collide with another mid-size business jet that was parked on private property.
Kelly Kuster with the Scottsdale Airport says one person was killed. Others were injured. One of the jets is owned by Motley Crue singer Vince Neil. There were two pilots and two passengers on Neil's plane. He was not among them. Hamas is accusing Israel of not keeping up its side of the ceasefire deal,
continuing to strike targets in Gaza and not allowing enough aid into the territory, and says it's delaying any further hostage releases. That drew this comment from President Trump.
I'm speaking for myself. Israel can override it. But from myself, Saturday at 12 o'clock, and if they're not here, all hell is going to break out.
Israel denies Hamas's allegations and has put the army on high alert. There have been demonstrations in Israel where Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's under heavy pressure after three Israelis freed Saturday came home emaciated.
It's an absolute disgrace.
Trump suggests that's the reason Hamas has put further releases on hold. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Justice Department is ordering federal prosecutors to drop corruption charges against New York Mayor Eric Adams, arguing the case interferes with the mayor's ability to help President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration. On the House floor, South Carolina Republican Nancy Mace accused her ex-fiancé and associates of assaulting her, recording sex acts with her and others without their consent, and conspiring with business associates in acts of rape and sexual misconduct.
I'm going scorched earth. So let the bridges I burn this evening light our way forward.
The ex-fiancé, Patrick Bryant, tells the AP he categorically denies the allegations. This is AP News. More government workers have changed job status.
17 employees of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, who worked with election officials to provide support on a range of threats, from cyber and ransomware attacks to physical security of election workers, have been placed on leave. 10 of those employees are regional election security specialists hired ahead of the 2024 election. Others are current or former members of the agency's election security and resilience team, who were told that the review was looking into agency efforts to combat disinformation and misinformation campaigns. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth signed an order restoring the name of Fort Bragg. The North Carolina base was renamed Fort Liberty in 2023 as part of a national effort under the Biden administration to remove names that honored Confederate leaders. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.